vraiment au début, mais... Après, c'est les présentations au doc. Je profite de la situation quand même. On aura donc une partie du colloque en anglais, multidisciplinaire, parce qu'on va être aussi multi-langue. Donc, d'abord, on va entendre une communication. C'est bien ça, Stefano? Tu vas parler en anglais. Ensuite, on aura des communications en estonien et en français. Donc, de ne pas changer. On fonctionnera forcément par rapport à des plusieurs langues. On a pris en retard de pratiquement une demi-heure. Ce qu'on avait décidé, c'est un projet de rythme. Donc, on va travailler quand même une heure avec vous. Et puis, on va faire la pause café au moment cet après-midi. Vu, mais avec un décalage d'une demi-heure. En revanche, j'essaierai quand même de bien cadrer les communications de Raoukpou. Non, il n'y aura pas de traduction pour les communications. Enfin, il y aura un interprète pour aucune communication. Donc, comme j'ai dit, on va entendre plusieurs choses. Teatud hämmastus silm neid minu prantsuse keeles jutu peale, siis ma tervitan kõiki ka eesti keeles ja lisan siis juurde, et me alustame poole annandega, aga ei muuda oluliselt oma rütmi, nii et kohvipaus on lihtsalt pool tundi hiljem varasemast. Ja kui je konnetame siis sõna Stefano Montesele, donc monsieur Stefano Montes, qui est chercheur de l'université Tallinn. C'est très bien puisque il vient de l'université Tartu également, de l'université de Palerme, qui donc pour anthropologue soirée de multidisciplinarité est quand même un exemple vivant de multidisciplinarité parce que il a un truc parlé en anglais, spécialiste en littérature, en sémioticien converti en anthropologie et l'inverse, c'est bien ça, et qui en plus okay. Donc, on va entendre sa communication intitulée Teaching and Learning Cultures in a Global World, Case Studies in Anthropology.
Okay, you don't. The prayer of mine if I stand up, because as an Italian, I will have to stand up and to walk just to think. And there is also an historical tradition, because I spent in England, they were thinking, you know, Wordsworth and Coleridge, they were walking all the time. I am really sorry to speak English, French. Speak better French than English, but some students of mine are here, and I'd like them to understand also. They don't speak French, they don't understand in this job, but my English is easy. So if you don't understand, I can repeat, we can discuss it easily without problems. English voice in the choice of the language, it's only instrumental. That means that I am Italian. I like to speak more French than communication, and I don't feel like English is dominant. I don't care at all about this problem. We are going to change with my chair is because I'm interested in didactics, but as Tanel said, I am also more interested in what called thinking about and. I have formation in anthropology, and I am an anthropologist, and anthropologists all the time that what a language about what culture is. So I think maybe it's good to think about culture and to put in the background around culture. So we do a reversal. I've heard all the communication in which in the foreground there was the language, and the back languages maybe culture. I do the reversal things, first culture and then language. But we can discuss it, because I have found out many things with you speaking about. You can tell me what you think about an anthropological perspective on this. When Christian told me, this conference, I said, what can I say? Because there is a whole field in anthropology which is about teaching and learning, the anthropology of teaching and learning. I don't know anything about anthropology of teaching and learning. So I tell Christian Puren, I can come, I want a speech, but I would like to do something which is really interesting to me. That means what a field worker does. Anthropologist does work as when he's doing field work. And I started to think in these terms, and I found out that an anthropologist, when he does field out to contact, is always self-teaching himself. It's very interesting, because what an anthropologist does, he doesn't know anything about, just learns a culture, because he has to learn the language, but anyway, he has to cross a frontier, and this is very difficult to do. So any anthropologist think we can really learn on spot, on location, what he has to do. So from this point of view, it's very interesting to me, because I just from the discuss it that all history of theories of culture can be discussed innovatively from this point of view. That means to read any anthropology of this point of view of self-teaching. Maybe you don't know anything about anthropology. I can just quote a few examples. One of is a classical work in anthropology. This classical work has been written by a Polish who was also naturalized in English, whose name is Malinowski. And he wrote a classical book whose name is The Argonauts. And the wonderful thing is that if you start to read this book, he's doing this. And just contacting people, just giving, for example, tobacco to natives, because he want to get in contact with them. And at the same time, the first page in time is contacting white people and just, you know, putting them on distance. So what is doing Malinowski in the just the very gifts of the Argonauts, that means his field work that he did in the Trobriand Islands, was a self-teaching how to get in contact with people, just giving in this book, and how to put on distance white people. This is very important because, to me, and we can discuss this, self-teaching in time by Malinowski is an epistemological shift. That means you can read it as a self-teaching, but the same is that you do. There's a shift of epistemological categories from the evolutionists to the functionalists. One of these is what you do, field work. Field work is interesting. Why? Because if you stay at home and you just fill papers, there is no experience going on between me and you. But if you do a field work, if you come, for example, to Estonia, you just contact people, stakes. I have to speak in terms of what experience is. And this is a very interesting thing, because to do it, you just have to do two. So if you read The Argonauts by Malinowski, you see all the time that he's doing mistakes on purpose. That means he makes mistakes just and learn what people are, how people are doing. I'll give you an example. He had an informant in the Trobriand Islands. Like your he saw the brother of the informant. He saw the brother, he told him, what a nice person. You really look like. He got offense, brother, to the brother of the informant. And he got offense. The Trobriand Islands got offense. I didn't understand why. This is what you call in French gaffe, because you don't have to make resemblances in the Trobriand, but between a man and another man. So what was he doing? He was teaching himself by making a mistake, voluntarily or involuntarily. I would say learned in this way. So if we had to transpose this into didactics, that's to be effective. A learner has to improvise himself, has to be what in English is an awkward individual. And you learn. Gaucher. Rather than a perfect and quick learner, the slogan would be, make as many mistakes as you can. The didactics learn. Don't be perfect, just get into the situation. Also, it's interesting, because when we speak with Christian Puren, he told me that now, this what was is going to this objective side of things. That means you are subjective, at the same time you get into the situation. So it's interesting to me doing Malinowski in the Jordan Island. So I don't know what we can do if we read it as a model, but there is a comparison to do. The other thing, apologists, the first thing is the field worker as a self-learner, is that, as I told you, that culture for anthropology has the priority. First, culture, and then language. But I told you like this, but this is something which has to be discussed. Why? Because in any case, to learn a culture, you have to get into the language. And this is a very debated thing. First of all, and the language, as Jack Cortez said, for example, you know the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis. That means that you are into a language. There was also the vision of the world. That means it structures your world. So this is really important. But from the point of view of historical anthropology, there's the wife debate, very important to us, because the two people, maybe you know, one of them is Margaret Mead, who was the midwife of Gregory Bateson, who was very famous in communication, and the other one was an adult. Important is the cause saying, an anthropologist can only have a spring on knowledge of the language, just a sprinkle, just a superficial knowledge. But what is an instrument? Culture. Nadel, just by taking into account the hypothesis by Sapir-Whorf, saying, no, please. It's not an one in which the language has to be studied thoroughly and conceived as a goal already in itself. So you have two different positions. Why, as mid in the language, you find the structure, and which is already a vision of the culture, and the one you just, you know, study superficial. What is more, that your point of view, if you did in the Samoa, you just to get to the culture, you just use interpreters, for example. From this culture, if we had to transpose this into didactics, what could we say? We could say, for example, that approaches that cut the language from it, you must agree, are ineffective. Equally, approaches that cut reflection on language as a key to culture are incomplete. I think, and if called this, but there's also something that we should discuss. That's, finally, we can say that a culture is structured as a language. In opposition, culture is structured as a language. We should ask about what is the definition of structure? Because structure is something which is objective, behind, to subjective, or, as Durante says, for example, also a subjective stance as a structure belonging to. That means that even in the interaction, in the co-action, as we were calling all the time, even when we're interacting, there is also a structure. That means structure is not high abstract, but also in things that we are structuring ourselves in our interaction. This is something we should discuss. From this point of view, was an American stunned when I read a couple of years ago a brilliant field work done by in Morocco, anthropologist whose name looks Italian, but he's an Italian, his name is Crapanzano, and it's really a wonderful field work, because he did a field work and he told the story of this field work. And what did he do? Instead of speaking of abstract things, abstract culture all the time, he focused on an informant whose name is Tuami. So if you read this fieldwork, it's Crapanzano and was using Tuami, were speaking one another. This is a wonderful thing. But then I read the foreword, and the foreword, you read that you had knowledge all the time, an interpreter. So when you read the book, you have the idea that through the language, through the wonderful and perfect Italian origin of the Arabic language, he got into interaction with Tuami. Then you read the foreword, and he says, my mother is French, I am American, I don't speak very well Arabic, and I had to use an interpreter all the time. To use an interpreter all the time, that means that you take Derrida, all the problem of interpretation. And I remind you that all the problem of interpretation is being taken into account by a philosopher like Benjamin, by memorize this, by semioticians like Eco. It's a very important problem, because an interpreter is a mediation between what two people do. So, if we have to sum, which is, it was not at all an anthropologist and an informant, was an anthropologist, an informant, and a form of mediation represented by an interpreter, which was cancelled in the text itself. So, from this point of view, experience in field is mediated. If we think in terms of what experience is, coaction and interaction, we should speak in terms of experience and written by Zwa works. You have many, many examples of experience. Many, many examples. One of these is the page that I gave you, and is taken by a book by Richard Dyer, who is American, and is American, is still living. And he did a wonderful research in States, in Morocco. He himself did the research in Morocco. The interesting thing is that he was trained in the United States. So he went to as anybody else, into a school, he went to university, and he had teachers who told him what to do. I refused to do a field work. But he said, he went to Morocco, and he said, I don't want to do what the academicians told me to do. Listen to the word. I refuse any project. That means I go to Morocco, I just want to stay on for the pleasure, and I refuse anything that has to do with the preliminary project. That means I have to stay on spot on location, and I speak with my informant all the time, just this. What is it? And for future, for posterity, what do? I record it, I do interviews, and I record this. So in this case, with someone doing is refusing what was, in semiotical terms, a programmation, a project, is going to a fieldwork and is speaking. Means to get one, and is translating experience in what? Just experience to Dwyer is equal to dialogue. That log. Yet, the experience of someone who is on spot speaking with someone, you record it, and you just have a process corresponding to a dialogue. So, if you're written, for example, number one, when I went to Morocco in the summer of 1975, my aims were uncertain. 73, but I had been there twice before, for 2 years from 1969 and 1971, and for 1 month in the summer of 1970. That means 2 times to carry out research in social anthropology. Yet, ever since the first visit, when I began to tailor, to make a dress, to tailor my experiences in Morocco to suit academic. So what do you apology? I'd found the fit unsatisfactory, and I'd come to feel quite at odds with the main traditions within anthropology. And to me, you have one project on one side, academy one side, and then what do you oppose to the project? You oppose what he called, he was an anthropologist, he wanted to make. I decided to understand what culture is. You have experience. Then read number two. As I planned my coming summer visit to Morocco, that, if nothing else, I could confront my dissatisfaction directly. I did not intend to carry out a research and to go. So it was not a project. Thought out in advance, nor at the other extreme, would I make the hopeless ato native, other culture. It's really interesting because he's refusing what a project is, at the same time he doesn't want to become a native. That means, the same, you go over frontier and you get to the other culture, it means to be native. It's impossible to become a native. I've been here for 5 years in Estonia and I'm not a native. not a native. But it's impossible in any case. At the same time, he refuses something which is a preliminary. What is the idea that you refuse a project? I'm not going to read all the things, but what is that means is a project. The project means that you are an anthropologist with a theory, and there's inequality between an anthropologist and an informantist. You record the informant, at the same time you have a text in which the authority, in Foucauldian terms, is the anthropologist. It's a very, so to refuse a project for Dwyer was to refuse the authority of the anthropologist. It's impossible to do it. But if you go in, since we have been speaking about intercultural, it's very intercultural what he did. Because if you refuse a project, you want to become innate speaking, as it's there for the pleasure, you want to stress dialogue, you want to try to refuse also inequalities, since anthropologists are always a teacher. Even though you do co-action, a teacher is always a teacher. Shostak. Give you another example to discuss. In the 80s, an American woman went to the Kalahari Desert. Her name is Marjorie, who was a cook, and wrote a wonderful book whose name is Nisa. Nisa is the name of the informant woman, and in the Kalahari Desert, that means in the Botswana, in the south west side of Africa. It's really interesting, because if Dwyer was trying to refuse inequality just by stressing dialogue, what mingling experience done by Shostak, and how does she translate experience into fact? She was writing a text in which she was all the time is I'm mixing voices. If you read, for example, the first the second page that I gave to you, the start there, and it's the introduction. I mean, she starts like this, and it is Nisa, the informant, who's speaking. I laid Nisa, left the pains as they came, over and over again. Then I felt something wet, the beginning of the childbirth. That means to be given birth. Is speaking herself in the first person, and she's speaking about her baby who was going to a few pages after she's describing this birth giving. This is what she told to me in the Kung language by Nisa. That means it's the anthropologist who's speaking and is going back to the anthropologist. She's speaking herself. If you read the book, it's a mixture of voices of the time. Nisa, who is the informant, and English. So one way to escape inequality, according to Shostak, was to mix all the time these voices. In which way she is self-teaching? There is the thing that I am interested, you are interested also. If you read the last part, and she here, which is also part of the introduction, she's explaining that she's also taking distance from some academy. She went there, is doing her experience in her way. I was thrilled to have seen this much in all a few months in the field. She went there and she learned a lot. I did not feel I knew, except in the most general terms, what these events really meant to the Kung. I did not understand. I could see, for example, how much they relied on one another and how closely they usually sat together. But she was saying how they felt about their relationships and their lives. So she was understanding a lot, but she was not satisfied. The Kung, unsatisfied, and she said, to be satisfied, I needed information that could not be observed. So she passed to observation, to I need the informant to start speaking for themselves. That means to pass from the voice of the anthropologist to the voice of the woman. Why did I give you in a couple of account seconds, why did I give all these examples in anthropology? First of all, because by speaking or teaching, we can also speak of self-teaching by taking into, so just something which has nothing to do with normal teaching in a class. For example, in a different level in anthropology. Anthropologists, in two or three examples, to see what is the difference in a different field. Then, I think that this field are good examples to understand what is interaction. Because for Shostak, for just writing liar, for Crapanzano, interaction is translated all the time in different things. For Crapanzano, is interaction between me and voices by Joyce in the stream of consciousness. For Zweier, it's the dialogue. For Nisa Shostak, it's mingling, intermingling of culture. So what I want to say is that maybe something has to be discussed when we speak of a language and culture. Maybe we should also end what to start a reverse thing from culture and to see what is underlying when we call interaction, when we make comparison between teacher to the field, the other side, the person who is learning, and to see what are these meaning in different fields and compare which is more I am used to, because I'm teaching also to my students, and compare these fields. Okay.
Thank you, Stefano, and we have 5 minutes for questions, so you're welcome. Anyone? Yes, please.
It's a good. Thank you. Thank you for this brilliant explanation of what you do and how to think for us to understand the other way of looking at things. But what is in between is the meaning. The question of getting to meaning. And there are different ways of getting into the meaning, of course. And I was thinking that in this matter, the Getva culture is the same for both of us, since we go towards getting out the meaning behind it. But what makes the meaning difficult to get or to reach is probably all the fact that the languages doesn't bring all the tools necessary to get into the different meanings. Although, with translation, we can get around this problem and find a solution. So maybe that is something in this in-between that's to be discussed between us.
You're right, because I mean, in half an hour there's not enough time to, you know, just it's a brutal need and adult to reverse things and to say culture first and then language. But I also said in 5 minutes that is the problem also in anthropology. That means the disappearing worth hypothesis also mean anthropology. First, it's discussed also in anthropology. So it's brutal to say like this. We should first language culture, then reverse culture and language, and then you're right, what is in between? Because even ago, example, I'll give you an example very very known. Just a short definition, which may be strange to you. Geertz, who died a couple of years ago, is a web, an American anthropologist, said, he was asked, how do you find culture? And Geertz said, culture it was a place of meaning. And an anthropologist is a spider. It's a metaphor. So in the terms he was playing. But at the same time, if you say spider, he was playing doubly, because web is like Levi-Strauss. There's a structure. So in this, because a spider is, by Christian Pioren, is objective. But then if you think about it, it's genius, because he said the spider. What does a spider do? It's not Levi-Strauss. At the same time, it was a stick. It's a stuck to the web. That means it doesn't have clear ideas. So by saying the web, it was playing with Levi-Strauss, useful to saying that culture is always interpreted. So it's something to discuss, I think. But anyway, it's useful from multicultural to discuss, starting also from the definition of cultures, without giving for granted that first language, then we give for granted that culture isn't the culture playing ideal. Because I can give at least 10 definitions of cultures. This is a very good definition, because it's playing with literature. It's a metaphor. At the same time, it's against Levi-Strauss, and is saying interpreting all the time. That means also what is in between.
No, somewhere. We have 2 minutes, so no problem if you wanted to. Thank you, Stefano. ja jätkame nüüd siis